This is your WMDX Daily News Roundup for Mad Radio 92.7 FM and 1580 AM in Madison.
Civic Media News. I'm Carrie Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Today is partisan primary election day, the first election day since new boundaries for Wisconsin Senate and Assembly districts went into effect. Wisconsin Elections Commission Administrator Megan Wolf.
Who's on their ballot, what districts they're qualified to vote in, depends on their address. And so when the redistricting happened, voters who are now in a new district, their registration was moved by their clerk into that appropriate district.
Polls are open till 8 tonight. That's when election night coverage begins on many civic media radio stations and online. The last of four hotel security guards linked to the death of Devante Mitchell in Milwaukee has made his initial court appearance. Herbert Williamson and three others restrained Mitchell on June 30th. Mitchell died of asphyxiation. Staffing levels at Wisconsin's youth prisons is on the agenda as Governor Evers' Juvenile Justice Commission meets today. Lincoln Hills and Copper Lake schools are under more scrutiny since a teenager attacked and killed a counselor in June. The U.S. Department of Agriculture is paying more than $2 billion to minority farmers, ranchers, and foresters. It's to make up for discriminatory practices of the past, like denying government loans. But some advocates say they want more transparency.
I'm not personally dazzled about numbers or dollar amounts unless I can connect that to the people that are being most impacted.
Sharon Mallory is with the 2020 Farmers Co-op. Attendance at this year's Wisconsin State Fair set a record. The State Fair Board says 1.1 million people came through the gates in West Allis. That's about 6,500 more people than last year. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
This is news from WMDX Madison. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson. It's primary election day. Polls are now open until 8 o'clock tonight. 288,000 people have already voted early across Wisconsin, a trend we're seeing more and more of since the pandemic began. One of the big races in Dane County is for county executive to replace Joe Parisi. On top of that, in our area, there are elections in the 47th and 78th Assembly districts, and then there are primaries in the 48th and 77th Assembly districts. In the Senate, there's a primary in the 16th district. And statewide, everyone will vote on two constitutional amendments. Remember, there's no separate special ID you need to vote, but the most common one is a state-issued driver's license or ID card. The DMV is going to be open late tonight. They usually close at 4:45, but DMVs will stay open until 6 p.m. so you can get any proof of ID you may need. The Dane County District Attorney has released his decision not to hold officers criminally liable for the shooting death of a teen with a fake gun. In Mount Horeb on May 1st, a 14-year-old boy showed up to its school with an air rifle. It looked real, according to officers and body camera footage. Dane County District Attorney Ishmael Ozan says the boy refused to drop it multiple times, then raised it toward an officer. The three officers on scene then shot at him. Ozan says because their lives seemed to be in danger, they used deadly force, which is permitted under the law. The person shot by Fitchburg police is now in critical condition. Authorities were called to a fight on Whispering Pines Way at about 8 a.m. yesterday. According to Fitchburg Police Chief Alfonso Morales, a 28-year-old man involved in the fight had a knife. Morales says the man refused to drop that knife multiple times and started charging toward police. That's when an officer shot him. At first, he was reported to be in stable condition. That's since changed to critical. Now that officer has been placed on administrative leave pending investigation, which is protocol under state law. And Dane County will soon fly the Ho-Chunk flag forever. Earlier this month, the City-County Liaison Committee approved a resolution acknowledging that every day, the county operates on land that is the ancestral, traditional, and modern home of the Ho-Chunk people. Now, county officials are working with Ho-Chunk leadership to plan a flag-raising ceremony. Nearly a dozen Madison public schools will get federal money for more learning outside school hours. The Department of Public Instruction awarded over $6 million to 57 community learning centers in Wisconsin. This money will be used to reinforce the things students learn during the school day and offer them a connection with adults and peers. In the Madison Metropolitan School District, grant money will go to 5 elementary schools, 4 middle schools, La Follette High School, and New West Raimondo Community School. And the Madison Lakeway development is really starting to take shape. This is the master plan to develop 1.7 miles of the Lake Monona shoreline along John Nolan Drive. The Lakeway project manager told WMTV this will be a long process, but it'll bring so much to the residents of Madison. The first phase of this project is set to start in 2027. Of course, it's also primary day, so cast your ballot if you haven't already. And that's what you need to know. I'm Savannah Tomei Olson, and this is WMDX News.
The Crew lose to L.A. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers lost game one of their four-game series to the Dodgers last night, the final 5-2, game two tonight. Manager Pat Murphy said he thought his young Brewers team was a little intimidated facing the Dodgers, and future Hall of Famer now in his 17th season, Clayton Kershaw, on the mound.
Yeah, this is it, man. If you want to be, you want to swim with the Sharks, you got to be willing to step up in these situations and put together, forget about who's on the mound. I mean, and forget about, you know, it's baseball. It's pitch by pitch. And I'm not disappointed at any, I'm not mad at anybody or anything like that. I just felt like we didn't have the right approach there mentally for a situation. But it is, they're young guys in front of their hometown crowd, and it's Kershaw. So that means something.
NFL, one of the players who stood out in the Packers' win over the Browns was wide receiver Grant DuBose, who had 5 catches for 66 yards, leading the team in receptions.
Grant had a really good game the other day. Obviously, he made some pretty clutch catches, but his effort blocking was excellent as well. So I was really pleased with that, with him. He had a really good game.
That's Packers offensive coordinator Adam Stenovich. The team heads to Denver for a joint practice session later this week. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. If you're looking for a movie this weekend that is ripe for theater viewing as opposed to streaming, and you can't seem to get enough of franchises, check out Alien Romulus. Not even sure I need to explain what it's about, but the story finds colonizers in space who end up in peril when they come face to face with, you guessed it, aliens. Alien Romulus is the umpteenth installment in the series and most likely not the last, and it opens August 16th. Have fun at the movies. Matt Damon says the people and culture of Boston can seem abrasive and harsh. Damon's new comedy is called The Instigators and is set in the actor's native city. His lifelong pal and castmate Casey Affleck also calls Boston his hometown. Damon says he is aware of how people view Boston and can be put off by Bostonians' sarcasm and cynicism. But to him, it feels like a comfortable pair of socks. New tourism slogan, anyone? The Instigators can be streamed on Apple TV. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Pete Schwabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to around 82 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the southwest at 5 to 15. Tonight, partly cloudy, 59. Tomorrow, some sunshine in the morning. Mostly cloudy in the afternoon, 82 with scattered thunderstorms by tomorrow night. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it is 66.
That's your WMDX Daily News Roundup from Civic Media. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you find your podcasts. Find more news at mad.radio.